young American Muslims to go join the jihad, and that Tamimi sent him out of the house and sent him away.
FBI agent Wade Ammerman, what role did he play in the case?
Wade Ammerman was the number two or the lead guy in Ali Tamimi's case.
The very same Wade Ammerman who was first called when Alaki arrived at JFK.
I mean, there are a lot of things, once again, that seem like a very strained coincidence.
Whether there was ever an operational relationship with people like Alaki, I think are questions that others in the government can answer. I just don't know. Good questions.
I asked the government, what is this guy? How did this guy get to Ali's house? Who brought him there? Did you tape it? The idea that Anwar Alaki is just going to be allowed into the United States, to travel around, maybe go shopping, is preposterous to me.
I don't know if Alaki was flipped or not. Does this look like he was flipped? It's possible.
We filed Freedom of Information Act requests with the State Department to get Ray Fournier's Alaki passport file and with the FBI for the October 8, 2002 electronic communication. It is cited as footnote 33 on page 517 from the 9/11 Commission report. We wanted to see if it is connected.
The FBI lawyers told us is that they couldn't find it. And then when we pushed them on this particular document, they then said, well, sometimes the commission report, the footnotes are not always accurate. Have you had a lot of problems with the footnotes in the commission report?
We had a site-checking team that actually pulled all the documents referenced in our footnotes and made sure that they connected to the assertions that were in the text.
FBI Special Agent Wade Ammerman declined to speak with us. In a series of conversations with Fox News, the FBI's FOIA attorneys over a four-week period cited Herculean efforts to find the document. They were hitting, quote, brick walls. We're trying to follow up on leads. On May 17th, they told us they found it, but we can't have it pending review because other agencies may be involved. Then, sometime in late 2002, Alaki mysteriously slips out of the country once again. This time, to England.